I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 26th. Well, a group of Quincy residents now have enough certified voter signatures to place a question on the next city election ballot dealing with the salaries of the mayor and elected officials. The city clerk's office says Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises now has 5,820 valid signatures after the city was ordered by a superior court judge to include the printed names of people who signed the ballot petition. The group needed 5,373 signatures, but without the printed names, they only had 4,545. The group sued, and a judge said the city should have included the printed names when reviewing the signatures. The ballot question would set the mayor's salary at $183,000 and allow for 2% annual raises for elected officials. The petition will now be presented to the city council. Attorneys for both sides are now determining if they will move forward with a ballot question for the November 2027 city election. Seven Massachusetts men, including one from Quincy, were arrested as part of a recent human trafficking and child exploitation sting by an FBI task force in Boston. According to federal authorities, the men were charged with sex for a fee with a child under 18, enticement of a child under 16, and attempted rape of a child. Among the suspects are 26-year-old Krish Patel of Quincy. All seven men were arraigned in Brockton District Court and will be back in court for dangerousness hearings at a later date. In a statement, Boston Children's Hospital confirmed that one of the suspects, Kenneth Berry, was once an employee of the hospital but has since been let go. Hospital didn't specify what Berry's job title was or how long he was employed there. The FBI task force was assisted by the East Bridgewater, New Bedford, Peabody, Brockton, and Randolph Police Departments, as well as the state police. Well, the water is safe for swimming at 13 City of Quincy beaches and all of Wollaston Beach this week. Results of water tests taken on Wednesday indicate safe levels of bacteria in the water. The Quincy Health Department tests water at city-owned beaches, and the Department of Conservation and Recreation conducts water tests at four sections of Wollaston Beach. The beach water testing program is conducted weekly from Memorial Day to Labor Day. If bacteria levels exceed safe limits, signs will be posted warning people to swim at their own risk. Several people were stung by jellyfish Wednesday at Curly Beach in South Boston, prompting lifeguards to post warning signs and advise visitors to exercise caution in the water and on the sand. Lifeguards are on duty at the beach, but visitors are reminded to enter at their own risk following the stings. Lion's mane jellyfish, commonly seen in New England during the summer, have been spotted at the edge of the shore. Lifeguards are scooping them up and burying the jellyfish that wash ashore, but some swimmers are still entering the water. Experts say the best first aid for a jellyfish sting, if you can, is to remove the tentacles with either tweezers or a credit card, something where you're not coming into contact with the tentacles. And then vinegar can actually be a good remedy to deactivate the stinging cells of the jellyfish. The Boston Centers for Youth and Families has posted notices warning beachgoers to use caution, reminding them that jellyfish can wash up on the sand and sting there as well. The presence and movement of jellyfish can vary depending on the tides, currents, and weather conditions. City of Quincy recognized the 76th anniversary of the start of the Korean War yesterday with a wreath-laying ceremony at the city's Korean War Memorial outside of Veterans Memorial Stadium. The guest speaker, Korean War veteran and past State American Legion commander, 91-year-old Fred White of Quincy, reminded the attendees that the Korean War took a devastating toll on members of the armed forces. White said there were more than 54,000 American servicemen killed, more than 124,000 wounded, and at least 7,500 who are missing in action. the names of the 38 service members from Quincy who died in the war and are inscribed on the memorial were read aloud during the ceremony. The Quincy Korean War Memorial was dedicated 30 years ago. A memorial service for recent Quincy High School graduate, 18-year-old Kayron Garcia Costa, will be held this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Southwest Middle School in Quincy. Costa died after going under the water at Houghton's Pond in Milton last Saturday. An online fundraiser has been established to help send Costa back to Brazil. Costa came to the United States with his parents and younger sister in 2019. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater kick off their Friends Fridays performances tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. with Wolfpack. Admission is free and food and beverages will be available for purchase. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy begins a week of free special programming and events to mark the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Tonight at 6 p.m., A Slice of History will feature a night of pizza and rewatching Liberty Kids at the Visitor Center in Quincy Center. Then Saturday and Sunday, visit the Adams Farm at Penn's Hill, the birthplaces, for ranger talks and special programs. Sunday at 4 o'clock, a performance of Jefferson and Adams, a stage play, will take place at the Adams Mansion. You can visit nps.gov/adam for more information. Porch Fest Quincy will take place Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. in neighborhoods on Wollaston Hill, Marymount, and Squantum. Free live musical performances will be held, and food and beverages will be available. Visit porchfestquincy.org for more information. The annual Quincy Pride Festival will be held Saturday from noon to 5 at Pageant Field. All are welcome to attend the free event celebrating community, visibility, inclusion, and progress, and food and refreshments will be available. The 19th Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street on Howes Neck. Registration begins at 7 a.m. for the 5-mile run or 2-mile walk. The first 300 people to register will receive a free race t-shirt. You can visit getmeregistered.com for more information. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will hold a summer reading kickoff party Saturday from 10 to noon on the Olmsted Lawn. The event will feature summer reading challenges, live music, lawn games, family activities. The theme this year is Plant a Seed, Read. Visit thomascranelibrary.org for more information. Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Exploring Ideas for Ecological Living in a Small Urban Yard, Saturday at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Stroll through Wollaston to view how three homeowners are implementing ecological ideas in their yards. You can register by emailing sowen@quincyma.gov. Gas prices dipped below $4 a gallon in Massachusetts yesterday for the first time in exactly 2 months. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Massachusetts is now $3.99, down from $4.02 on Wednesday. It's the first time the average fell below the $4 mark since April 25th. The national average yesterday was $3.92 a gallon. That average was above $4 for nearly 3 months before it fell to $3.99 a week ago. Gas prices rose sharply after the war between the U.S. and Iran started on February 28th. Spokesperson for Gas Buddy, which also tracks fuel price data, said the national average has been dropping for 6 weeks as the recent U.S.-Iran framework agreement has helped ease supply fears. Company said the national average should keep falling to $3.75 by the 4th of July. A year ago at this time, the average price for a gallon of gas in Massachusetts was $3.10, the all-time high in the state, $5.05 a gallon, which was set back in June of 2022. The MBTA yesterday announcing that fares will be free on buses, the subway, the ferry, commuter rail, and the ride on the 4th of July after 8:30 p.m. With this year's Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular as the signature July 4th event of the MA-250 initiative, commemorating the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution, the Greater Boston region is expecting to welcome hundreds of thousands of attendees for one of the country's largest Independence Day celebrations. To accommodate the anticipated increase in ridership, the T is encouraging travelers to plan their commutes in advance and reminding riders of its holiday service schedules. On July 3rd, the observed holiday, and on the 4th of July, service will be on a Saturday schedule. The T police will have an enhanced presence throughout the system to respond to any incidents. Four local communities will hold Independence Day displays for the 4th of July holiday. The town of Braintree will hold their annual 4th of July parade and fireworks tomorrow. The parade steps off at 11:45 at Braintree High School, travels down Franklin Street to Hancock Street, and ends at the Hollis School. Then Braintree will hold a fireworks display tomorrow night at 9:30 at Braintree High School. Here in Quincy, the Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant in Quincy Point will once again host a fireworks display on the 4th of July at 9:15 p.m. Weymouth's fireworks are scheduled for Sunday, July 5th at 9 o'clock at Wessagusset Beach. Town of Randolph has replaced its traditional night before the 4th parade with a new daytime Stars and Stripes Festival. That event will be held on Saturday, July 11th from noon to 5 at Randolph High School. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 71 points. The NASDAQ fell 118. And the S&P dropped a fraction. World stocks retreated, led by heavy losses in Japan and South Korea, as traders sold to lock in gains from recent rallies in stocks related to artificial intelligence. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at $73 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Yankees at Fenway last night 6-3. They're back at it again tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 79. Gradual clearing tonight at a low around 60. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high 80. Partly cloudy, 82 on Sunday. Monday, partly cloudy at a high of 87. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southerly winds, high tide 9:50 a.m. Sunrise 5:09, sets at 8:24. A traffic note: the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Friday at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 26th.